There is a group of Republicans who do not like Donald Trump being president. And joining us right now is David Jenkins, the president of the Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. And David, what is it that you don't like about your party's guy being president of the United States?
Well, I mean, our organization focuses on some, you know, very specific issues. So we're not making a broad statement on a candidate or a president. But what we are saying is we really think the policies that the administration is trying to pursue with a number of conservation and environmental issues are really going down the wrong path. And one of those is the executive order that he recently signed that technically asked for a review of all the places that are currently off limits to oil and gas production. But in reality, the whole intent seems to be that they want to open up most, if not all, of these areas to oil drilling. And they're also reviewing all the safety measures that were implemented after the Gulf spill, with an eye toward relaxing them. I mean, for us, that just doesn't sound like a great idea. And for you guys in Florida, I mean, you have world-class beaches that are vital economic assets, wonderful quality of life assets, and this kind of thing puts those assets at risk.
David, you sound like a Democrat. You don't sound like a Republican.
Oh, no, we're certainly conservative. And, you know, stewardship, I mean, think about it. I mean, that's been a conservative value since biblical times. President Reagan talked about being good stewards of this magical planet that God gave us, and we take that seriously. You can go back to Theodore Roosevelt. You can look at all the environmental protections under Nixon. President Reagan dealing with the ozone depletion problem. You can go on and on, and Republicans have always led on these issues. But here lately, they bury their head in the sand and run from them and just leave all the policy making to the Democrats. I don't know how that gets us better policy.
I know offshore drilling is something that concerns a lot of people around Florida particularly, but drilling in particular for oil, we're not going to break away from oil anytime soon. And but beyond that, the EPA itself has some weird ideas, and there are a lot of people that are very much in favor of dismantling the EPA.
Well, you know, EPA was put there for a reason. President Nixon did it, and he did it because, if you remember, some of us are old enough to remember the 60s, the Cuyahoga River in Ohio was on fire. You had sludge worms in Lake Erie because of all the sewage. Cities were choked with smog, and Reagan actually was a leader as governor of California on reducing smog. But just go back to that time before EPA, and, that's what we would have if we didn't have EPA now. We'd just slowly slide back to the 60s, in essence.
Well, I think people appreciate the EPA for stopping burning rivers and what they can do about smog and things like that. But the EPA has gone way beyond that with this thing of climate change and how it's man-made, which is idiocy, sheer idiocy. Climate change is not man-made, never has been.
Well,
EPA has gotten into that.
Well, we could talk about climate change sometimes, but one thing I would like to point out with the current administration is that, the protections that have been put in place for coastal waters off of Florida and so forth, those are there for a reason. I mean, people, there were comment periods, there were the public, public outcry for this, and especially after the Gulf spill. We need to have some, measured and prudent policy, and this rush to just throw out all these protections, when right now we have a glut on the market with respect to oil. Oil is trading, below $50 a barrel. There's absolutely no demand for more oil. We've got the Bakken Shell out of North Dakota. We've got new plays in Texas. OPEC we've been flooding the market to try to drive down prices so that the oil production in certain places won't be economical. We have this glut of oil on the market, and And, you know, the Department of Energy says that's the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future. So why the rush? Why the rush now when there's no demand for, you know, extra oil off the coast of Florida?
Well, the good thing is the more oil there is, the lower the prices are.
Well, yeah, and the price is really low right now. But if it gets below a certain price point, some of the new ways they get oil will cease to be economical. You can't do shale oil in North Dakota if the price gets below a certain point, and it's very close to that now, or maybe below that, with below $50 a barrel. You can't make profit drilling in the Arctic Ocean if oil is below $100 a barrel, and, you know, it's half that right now. So this just, you know, doesn't make a lot of sense to us. What it seems to be is that with this administration, they just kowtow to special interests, and they don't care about these other values. I mean, they're not caring about the values of Florida's coast with respect to tourism or the lifestyle of the people that live there.
Do you think we would have been better off with a Hillary Clinton presidency?
Well, I'm not saying that, but, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people other, I mean, you know, we can't control who came out of that nomination process, but certainly we ought to be pushing back on policies, no matter who's in the White House, that we think just make no sense, and it put our lifestyle, our economic safe well-being at risk. And that's essentially what we believe this executive order is doing. It's throwing caution to the wind. It's reckless. And why be that? Why do that? Why the rush when oil is trading below $50 a barrel and there's a glut on the market? I mean, shouldn't conservatives really respect the market, you know, and take their cues from the market?
What's your website?
What's your website?
Our website is www.conservativestewards.org, O-R-G. And people can go there and comment on this directly to the White House and Department of Interior.
All right. Thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Thank you for having me.